We begin the current daf Masechet Zevachim daf Chav Dal. Begin 3 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous mission, which opened up this perek, the second perek, Kala Zevachim Shekiblu Daman, regarding the types of invalidating factors if someone did the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, or one of the other primary avodas of a carbon with these types of situations that will invalidate the mechal that avoda. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Oymer al gabi kelim, if the Kohen was doing the avoda when he was receiving the blood, was standing not on the floor of the azar of the courtyard, but rather on vessels which were on top of the floor. Or al gabi behemah, or on top of an animal, or al gabi ragli chaver, or on top of his friend's feet, puzzle, that will invalidate the avoda. Says the Gemara, Manolam, where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, the Tanna of Bishmal, like was taught in the Braisa of the Yeshiva of Bishmal, from the following logic. Since the floor of the Azara was sanctified, which was Lamed Lasharis to stand and do the Avoda, and the way we know that it was sanctified was because David HaMelech sanctified it with 2 Karbanas Taida, with the certain song of Pagayim, as the Gemara says later on in our Sugi, quoting from a Sugi elsewhere. So we know that the floor of the Azara was sanctified. And so to Ukli Sharis Mukudashim, so to the service vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were also sanctified, like the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Zayin, Vayim Shachim Yikadosh Hashem, that they were sanctified with the Shemen HaMishcha, and they were made holy. So we make the following comparison. Ma Kli Sharis, just like the service vessels, Lo Yehi Davar Chaitziz Beinoy Lebin Kli Sharis, nothing could interpose between the Kohen and the service vessel when he's receiving the blood of the carbon, like the pasuk says in Meikar Perek Dal, V'lokach HaKohen, the Kohen should take, meaning the Lekicha, the taking should be with the essence of the Kohen himself. Nothing should be in between his hand and the bowl. So Afritzpa, so therefore the same thing is that the floor of the Azara is also like a Kli Sharis, it's also sanctified. But nothing should be interposing between the Kohen and the floor, just like nothing should be in between him and the vessel. And therefore, he can't be on anything else. Now, moreover, says the Gemara Utsricha, and the Mishnah had to tell us in the order that it does, regarding all these things that they're considered chatzitzas, interpositions, that of being on the vessel, on the animal, and on his friend's feet. Because diash meaning klihed, we only said the first case of being on a vessel, mashum de lav mina de basin, and it's not even the type of a flesh. So therefore it's considered something totally different than the person, and of course that's a chatzitza. Al behema de mina de basin, who but being on an animal which at least is flesh, just like the person, emaloya would say it's not considered chatzitza, so you have to say even there. And viash mean behema had to be said only an animal, de lo mina de adamu, it's not the flesh of a person. So since it's not the same species as a man, so therefore that's considered enoi mine, not the same species, and therefore that's chaitzitz's interposition. Av chaveir de adam hu, but if he's on his friend who's a person just like him, and I would say that's min beminoi, which is the same species, that's not chaitzitz, it's not interposition between him and the floor, emoloi, I would say it's not a problem. Speaker had to say that no, it's still not him, and it's therefore a chatzitza between him and the floor, and therefore that's also going to be an invalidating factor to pasul the avid. He says, if ragle achas ala kli, let's say only one of his feet are on a vessel, but ragle achas ala ritz, but the other foot is on the floor, or similarly, ragle achas ala evan, one of his feet is on a stone, which is not the stone of the floor is made out of stone too, but it's a different stone on top of the floor, not part of the floor itself. Ragle achas ala ritz, and he has another foot on the floor. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara Royan, so we see. If the vessel would be taken away, or like in the other case, if the stone would be taken away, he would be able to stand on just that other one foot that's on the floor, and he'd be able to keep his balance and do the avodah and serve like that. So then avodasik shere, then his service is valid because ultimately he's supporting himself on the floor from the one foot that's on the floor, and therefore that's okay. But if not, if he needs that support of the foot that's on the kli or on the evan, so therefore we consider it as if that's an integral part of the avodah and that's not on the floor itself, then avodas psula, then his service is going to be invalid. Now, continuing on this case, Bai Rabami says, what's if nidal de loha evan? Let's say one of the stones that the floor of the azor was made from got dislodged and it's shaky, and when one steps in it, one's like a seesaw and it shakes back and forth. And then the Kohen stands on it. What's the halacha? So the Gemara explains. If their intention was not to reconnect it to the floor, to attach it, they're going to leave it there dislodged. Then you have no question. For sure that's going to be an interposition because that's not considered part of the floor anymore. And therefore it's considered him, stone, floor. And therefore that's chatzitza. Kitiboylach, when would you have a question? Didaita l'chaber, their intention is to reattach it to the ground. My, what's the halacha? Kibin didaita l'chaber, since their intention is that this stone is to reattach it to the floor, so kamad de machaber dami, we consider as a connected to the ground, and therefore that he is on the floor itself, and therefore there's nothing in the way. Maybe do you say that? No, now ultimately, even though their intention is to reconnect it, now it's disconnected. It's not part of the floor, and therefore it's interposing between him and the floor, and therefore it would be possible. However, a different version, Rabbi Zuti Boy Lohaki, he posed the question a different way. That Boy Rabami, the question Rabami was asking, was not that if a stone becomes dislodged and he's standing on that dislodged stone. Rather, Nekra Evan, if the stone gets dislodged totally, and now there's a gap over there where there's just earth and there's no stone over there. The Amad Bim Kaiman, and the Kain stands in the pit where there used to be a stone. And he does the Avodah standing in that pit. Ma, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Ma kamei bayle. Well, if according to this version, what would be Rabami's question? Is his question, Ki Kaddish David, when David sanctified the floor of the Azara, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, Dav Yudal Tav Tezvav, with two breads of the carbon taida and the shir, a certain song that they had were singing. What was the question? When he sanctified the Azara, was Ritzba El Yoyin the Kaddish? Did he only sanctify the upper floor of the Azara, which is just the stone floor? And therefore, when that stone gets dislodged and he's on the earth, that wasn't sanctified, and therefore that's not going to be valid, because you have to be on the sanctified, just like a Kli Sharis, so too the floor has to be sanctified, and it's only the stone floor, but not the earth. Oidimo, or maybe, which was the other part of his question, Adla Aris to Tohime Kaddish. Oh no, maybe David sanctified the whole area, geographically speaking, going all the way down to the time, to the deepest depths of the floor. And therefore, it would be valid. Was that his question? On that as the Gemara, if that would be his question, then he should have asked, if let's say they ripped up the entire floor of the Azar, all the stone they took out, and it's just earth, could he do that void like that or not? If his question is the way you just framed it, then why say if only one stone came out and he has 1 foot inside of it, what's the question? Or 2 feet inside. But why would you say just one stone coming out? So says the Gemara, lo'ilam pshitle, it was obvious to Rabami, that ad aris detoy mekadosh, that when David HaMelech was mekadosh, the area of the Azar, it wasn't just the top, it was the whole area going down to the depths. So what's the question then? So why wouldn't it be valid? And this was his question. Derech shirois bekach, is it the way of service, is it appropriate, and that considered, like the Pasuk says, lamed l'sharis, to stand in the one spot where the stone is pulled out and you're on the earth, but the rest of the Azar has a floor? Is that appropriate? Or is that not considered appropriate if everything was ripped up? Maybe, but here where it's just the spot, and even if it's Mukadeshes, which it could even be the whole Azara, but it's not considered appropriate because it doesn't have, it's not a respectful way, it doesn't have the stone floor, so although it's sanctified, but the question is for a different invalidation, because maybe it's not Lamed Lashar, it's not the appropriate way of serving a king, the king of all kings, and therefore that was his question. Is that going to be valid or not? So the Gemara take will let it stand. It's not clear what the answer would be. Now the Gemara continues with the next halacha of the Mishnah. Kibul b'smoil pasul. The final halacha of the Mishnah says, if the kohen, when he's doing the avodah of receiving the blood after it's slaughtered, he receives it in the vessel with his left hand, that's going to be invalid. But Reb Shimon Machshon, in this halacha, Reb Shimon says, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara explains with the b'raisa, Tanabang, when the b'raisa, the pasuk in Mayikra, says the following words. It says, V'lokach ha-koyin midam ha-chatas be'etzboy, that the koyin should take from the blood of the chatas of the sin offering with his finger, v'nosan al-karnas, because the karma chatas is unique, that you don't throw the blood, rather you take with the finger, and the koyin would put it on the corners of the mizbech. Now, in this pasig, the word etzba of his finger is between the halacha of Kabbalah, which is the v'lokach means regarding receiving the blood, and the zrika, which is the throwing, which is v'nosan. So on that, we could expound the word, why is the word etzba in between? To expound from the what it's talking about before it and what's after it, to say that both halachas have to be with the right hand. As the Gemara will tell us later on, that wherever it says the word etzba, his finger, it means the right finger. So there it says the Braisa, says the Tanakhama as follows. When it says be'etzba, it also says there in the pasuk v'lokach, which teaches you, melamash leite kabbalah ele b'yamin, that the receiving of the blood should only be with the right hand. Moreover, it says be'etzba benasin. It says after the word be'etzba, the word to place. Malamach leitei nesin el b'yamin. That teaches us the placing, which is the zrika of the dam of the Karma Chatzis should also only be with the right hand. So we learn that both of those halachas, the Kabbalah and the Zrika of the Karma Chatzis, need to be with the right hand. On that, Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. He says, V'chinemer yad b'kabbalah? Do you think it says the word hand by the receiving of the blood? Now, at this point, the Gemara assumes that it sounds like that had it said the word hand, yad, by the Kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon would have agreed. But since it says the word finger, so therefore we don't see the halacha of it requiring the right hand, which the Gemara later is going to ask on this and explain. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, no. Ela be'etzboi v'nasan. It's just regarding the fact that it says the right, that it says the finger and the placing of the blood, the zrika. There, says Rabbi Shimon, I agree to you that the throwing of the blood of the Karma Chatas, there the halacha is shleite nesine ela b'yamin. There has to be with the right hand. However, but since it doesn't say the word hand by the receiving of the blood, so therefore I disagree with the Tanakam and I say kibul b'smol kasher. If he receives the blood with the left hand, it's going to be valid. Now, the Gemara asks on how to interpret these words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who he says that had it written the word yad, hand, by the Kabbalah, I would have said it requires the right hand. But from the fact that it says the word etz by the finger that we can't learn out, and therefore receiving the blood with the left hand is going to be valid because it doesn't say yad, it just says etzba. That is the Gemara manafshach. What is your desire? Either way you look at it, it's difficult what you're trying to portray, what your opinion is. And that is, e is like zereshava, if Rabbi Shimon holds of the zereshava, which the Gemara is going to bring later on, where it says the word yad by mitzayra. It says the word yad, for example, like the halach of kemitza, of the fistful offering that's done by the carbon mincha, by the flower offering. Where, since it says by mitzayra, al boin yodai hayamanis, it tells us that when it says the word his hand by the mitzayra, that it has to be sprayed on him, it's on his right hand. So to wherever it says the word yad, his hand, or finger, it's going to tell us that it has to be with the right hand. So every Bishamon holds it like Zeri Shava. So Lakilo Nemri Yad B'Kabbalah Mayhava. So who cares that he's saying that it doesn't say the word hand by the Kabbalah, but it says the word Etzbai, it says his finger. And there also we learn the same Zeri Shava of Etzba from the Mitzayra, where by the Mitzayra it says, V'tovla Koin Es Etzbai Hayamanis, that the coin dips in his right finger. So either way, if he holds the Gzera Shava, like it sounds like he's saying, it doesn't say hand. What if it said hand, what would help you? Hand would say, oh, we learned the Gzera Shava. But then even where it says Etzba, you should also learn the Gzera Shava from Mitzayra. And therefore, if he less like Gzera Shava, and if he's saying, no, he doesn't hold the Gzera Shava. That's why we can't learn out Etzba to say in this pasuk by the Karma Chatas that it requires the right hand, then Ki Nemri Yad B'Kabbalah, my habit, then what would he help? We didn't say, oh, it doesn't say hand. And if it said hand, what would it help? To be the right? How do you know that? Gzera Shava? You don't hold the Gzera Shava. So Amar Yehudi says, you have to decipher what the words of Rabbi Shimon are. It says, La'olam less like Gzera Shava. Truth is, he does not hold of the Gzera Shava. So, V'hachi Kama said, this is what he was saying. So what's he saying? That I didn't say hand. If it said hand, what would help? He doesn't hold Gzera Shava. Is, B'chinemer yad yamin b'kabbalah? He was saying, does it say that it should be with the right hand by the receiving of the blood? And that is, Ho'il v'le'nemer yad yamin b'kabbalah? Not that if it would have said the hand, we would have understood it. No, he was saying that, does it say the right hand by Kabbalah? No. So, since it doesn't say it has to be the right hand by receiving the blood, because again, just saying hand, you're right, that also wouldn't help. But if it would say the right hand, fine, but it doesn't say the right hand by receiving the blood, so kibul b'smol kasha. So therefore, if you see with the left hand, it's going to be kasha. That's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. But he doesn't hold the gzera shava. That has to Gemara, Amalei Rabba. So Rabba asked on Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, but if that's the way you're learning Rabbi Shimon's opinion, afil nasin anami. Then why does he agree to the Tanakama regarding the throwing of the blood of the Karma Chatas that requires the right hand? Why? Where does he know it from? Etzba? But what does Etzba do? It doesn't say the right finger versus the left finger. He doesn't have it, the Gzera Shava, according to what you're saying. V'oid, moreover, he asked on Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi lesli Rabbi Shimon Gzera Shava? Is it really true, like you're saying, that Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Gzera Shava from Mitzayra? But Vitanya will in the Brisa that doesn't say like that. Shimon, he says, Kal Malkam Shenema Yad, wherever it just says in the Torah, the hand, in Eliyamin, it's the right hand. Etzba, wherever it says the finger, in Eliyamin, it's the right finger, the finger of the right hand. So he clearly holds Gzera Shava, not like your interpretation. So Elam Arava, rather, he gives a different interpretation. It says, La'olam Isle Gzera Shava. Truth is, Rabbi Shimon holds of the Gzera Shava. So then we had a difficulty. If he has the Gzera Shava, then he should know it from Etzba. So why does he say that Kabbalah does not require the right hand? It says, Rav V'Hachikam, this is what Rabbi Shimon was saying. P'chinemer Yad B'Kabbalah, does it say the word hand by the receiving of the blood? Meaning, had it written the word hand, then it would have been fit to interpret that that halacha of Kabbalah, which requires receiving the blood in a vessel to receive it, there you need to have the whole hand. There you could expound that then if it said the word yad between the Kabbalah and the Zrika of the Chatas, which it does, it says etzba, but had it said yad, then it would have said that it could be going back on the halacha of Velakach of Kabbalah. Because you could do Kabbalah with the hand. You need the hand to receive the vessel. But says Reb Shimon, according to Rava, Hayil v'loy nemer yad b'Kabbalah, it doesn't say the word hand to explain the halacha of Kabbalah. Ela etzba, it only says finger. Now, v'yevshele Kabbalah be'etzba, you can't do Kabbalah receiving the blood with a finger. You can't receive, you can't hold the bowl with a finger. So obviously, when it was saying the etzba, it was going on only the later part of the pasuk of the placing of the blood, which, yeah, for putting the blood on the corner of the mizbeach, which what the zrika by the karmachatas was, that's appropriate to do just with the finger, but not for Kabbalah. So it comes out that you cannot say the word etzba was even going on the Kabbalah. That's why, says Rav, according to Reb Shimon, kibul b'smol kasher. That's why it wasn't going on it, and therefore, if you receive it with the left hand, it's going to be kasher. But the zrika, which it was going on, because you could do it with the finger, yes, it has to be with the right hand, because he holds of the gzeir shavah. However, that omel Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashel Ravina, he asks on Rav's interpretation. He says, what do you mean? What's Rav saying? It can't be that it was going on the Kabbalah because you can't do it with a finger. Why? Esher da'avad le oizin l'svas mizrik. You can make, just like we make with regular vessels made out of earthenware, you can make a handle for the vessel that we, they receive the blood in, where you could receive with that, because with that handle that receives the blood, he could just stick his finger into that handle, and then that would hold the vessel, and then receive the blood that way. So why can't Kabbalah also be done with the etzba, and therefore should have to be with the right hand? So Elam Abai, rather, Abai gives a different interpretation as the continue to Tamid Beis. He says, actually, the machlekes is b'mikra nidrash lafanav ula achav kemifligi. The machlekes was regarding, do we expound the pasuk going on what's before it, the words before it, and the words after it. And that is Reb Shimon holds that you expound the pasuk only what's after it and not before it. So therefore, when it says the word etzba, it's going on the word venasin that comes after it and not on the word velokach, which is the Kabbalah that comes before it. Contrast, Rabban hold mikra nidrash lafanav ula achav. You could expound the pasuk on the words before it and the words after it. So etzba, which is in the middle, could be going on both Kabbalah and on the zrika. That's the reason for the machlokes. Now, moreover, Om Abaye, he follows up on this and he says, that although we had a machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan, he says Hadir Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, this halacha of Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon, mafka midavua, he comes to exclude from the opinion of his father. Umafka midrabban, he comes to exclude from the opinion of Rabbanan. He's a third opinion. He disagrees with both of those opinions. How we just explained it of you Dairish and Mikra only lefanav, only laachrav and not lefanav, or lefanav and laachrav. Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon, holds different than both of them. It's kind of like learning a brisa. He says, "Kamakum shenema etzba b'kabbalah." Wherever it says that the halacha of the finger, just with receiving of the blood, and it doesn't say it regarding the placing, the zrika of the blood, where do you find that? For example, the pasuk that we just quoted before, because as we're going to explain, Reb Elazar b'Shimon holds that the word etzba in that pasuk is actually only going back on v'lakach, only on what was before it, and not what's on after it on v'nasin on the zrika. So it's actually only going on the Kabbalah. So therefore, he says, like by the Karmachatas, where it says etzba only by the Kabbalah, so there, shinda b'Kabbalah, if you change regarding the receiving of the blood, meaning that you receive with the left hand, so puzzle, it's actually going to be puzzle by the Kabbalah, but b'nesina, if you change with the placing with the zrika, and you do it with the left hand, actually there he says, not like any of the two opinions we just mentioned, it's actually going to be kasher. Now, whereas the other way, b'chamakum shenema etzba b'nesina, wherever it says the finger, and it only mentions regarding the placing of the blood, Shinda b'nesin the pasul. If you change it regarding the placing, then it's going to be pasul. If you do it the left instead of the right. But b'kabbalah kasha. But if you do it the receiving of the blood and you change it, then it's going to be kasha. So what Reb Elazar b'Shimon is telling you, that wherever it says it, that's where you have to place the halacha and not where it doesn't say it. So if it says it regarding Kabbalah, it only applies to Kabbalah, not on the zrika. If it says it by the zrika, it's only for the zrika, not on the Kabbalah. Explains the Gemara, explains Abayam. V'hecha nemer etzba b'nesin. Where does it say the halacha of the finger only on the placing of the blood? So like it says in the pasuk in Shemais, which is, this is by the Par HaMiluim, the bull that we brought when they were making the inaugurations of the Mishkan, says, V'lekachta medam par, you should take from the blood of the bull, V'nasata al karnes ha-mizbeach batzbeach, and you should place it on the corners of the mizbeach with your finger. Now, where do you see in this pasuk that the etzba is only going on the nesina? Because uksave he holds, mikra nidrash lafanav. The pasuk is expounded only what's going on before it, but moreover, v'loy lifnei funav, and not what's going on before it. So this etzba by the miluim is only going on the word vilakachta that comes that it's going on. It's not going on vilakachta, which is before it. That rather, it's only going to go on what's right before, which is v'nasata. Vilakachta is receiving the blood. It says a few words later v'nasata, and then it says afterward b'etzba echa with your finger. So etzba is only going to go on what's before it, but not before it. And moreover, ula achrav, it doesn't go on what's after it, meaning that he does not expound the word etzba that it said in the pasuk we mentioned before in Beyukur Dalid by an individual's carbon chatas, that there he does not expound it going on the nasan. It's actually only going on Kabbalah. So that's, like Abaye said, he's disagreeing with his father, because his father says, as we mentioned before, you only expound the pasuk with what's the words after it, not before it. And he's also agreeing with the Rabbanan, where they hold it, Yudarshan ben lefana ben la'achrav. He says, no, it's only on what's right before it, not what's after it, and also not what's before it. And therefore you have halacha by the parmi luim, where it only says etzba by nesina. So there the halacha is, if you change by nesina to the left hand, it's going to be pasul, kabbalah is going to be kasher. And by chatas yachid, there actually it's going to be not like either one of the two opinions, his father and the Rabbanan. There, if you change by the Kabbalah, then it's going to be possible, because what's Lefanov was Kabbalah. And if you change by the Zrika, by Nesina, actually it's going to be Kasher, because there it doesn't say Etzba on what's La'achrav. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbah B'Bachana Amar B'Yechanan, continue on these halachas, Kamakim Shinema Etzba U'Kuhuna, wherever it says in that halacha, the word finger and kuhuna, for example, it says Hakoyin or Hakoyanim, and the El Yamin has to be done with the right. Now, says the Gemara, Kasoka Daitin, the assumption was, what Rabbi Yechon was saying was, Tari to be inon, that you need both. For the Pasuk to say the finger and the Kayin. For example, in the Pasuk we brought before, by the Zrikas Chatas, Kedichsilik, it says in the Pasuk Miyikra, V'lokach HaKayin Midama Chatas Betzboi, that the Kayin takes from the blood of the Karma Chatas with his finger. And Rabbi Yechon is saying that that here is where you need to have the right hand, because it says both Kahuna and finger. And where does he know this from? The Yalef Mitzayra. We learn it out from the Lachas of Mitzayra. Specifically, Mitzayra is one of those that, depending how much money he has, what type of carbon he brings, where it says by the Mitzayra, who is a wealthy person, the Sivit says in the Pasuk Miyikra, where he brings an animal carbon, says, V'tavol ha-kayin etzetzboi ha-yemanis, that the kayin dips in his right finger. So it says, in that Pasuk, it says kayin, it says finger, and there it says clearly that it's the right. So therefore, that's what we learn now, wherever it says kahuna, and etzba, like in the pasuk by the chatas yachid, it's also going to require to be done with the right hand. And that is the Gemara, bavare kmitza, the halacha of taking the fistful of the offering of the flour offering, which is burnt on the mizbeach. The leg sivbe el kahuna doesn't say over there etzba, it only says the element of being a kohen. It says, v'kamatz ha-kohen. Utnan, and still the Mishnah teaches himself, Kamatz Bismel Pasal, if he does the Kemitza with the left hand, it's going to be invalid. But why? It doesn't say Kayin and Etzba, only says Kuna. So Elamar Rava, rather Rava explains what Rabbi Yechon was saying was, Oi Etzba, Oi Kuna. Not that you need both. Either it says the word finger, or it says the word Kuna. And like by Mitzayr, where it says either one of those terms, and it's with the right hand, so too would require to be with the right hand, and therefore that halach would apply to Kemitza too, which it says kuna. However, on that, Amalei Abaye asked, Bahari halachas ivarm lekevish, but you have the transporting of the limbs that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, when they're being brought to the ramp of the Mizbeach, tachsiv bu kuna. It says regarding the transportation of the limbs in the Azara, that it says the element of kuhuna. It says v'hikrav ha-kayin es ha-kayil. The kayin brings near all those things. V'hikrav mizbech, and they sacrifice on the mizbech. Now, Amaman, the master, said, what's this referring to? What's he bringing to the mizbech over here? So hilocha sevarim lekevish. This is bringing the limbs to the ramp. So it says kuhuna. And yet, utznan the Mishnah teaches meseftes tamid haregel shel yamin b'smayloi. The kayin brings the right foot of the animal. He brings it with his left hand. He brings it with his left hand to the ramp. Now, the reason for that is because the right foot of the animal is brought first together with the head, as the Gemara says in the second parak of Maseches Yuma. So the head is brought in the right hand, which is more chashuv, and the right foot is brought in his left hand. Ubeis ayre lechutz, and the place that has the skin on it is facing outwards towards the people, but the place where it was cut, where the head was cut is towards the guy who's the kohen who's holding it, because that's more appropriate, that people shouldn't see the blood and the veins, everything sticking out where it was cut. That's inwards towards the kohen, but the place of the hide is facing outward. But one thing we see is that he transported the limbs with his left hand. How could he transport any avon with the left hand when it says kohen? Then he says anything that says kohen requires the right hand. Says the Gemara, no, ki amrinan, when do we say ay etzba e kohuna, that if it says either the finger or kohuna, that then it requires the right hand, like kmitza, that's bedavah ma'akev kapara. That's any type of service that if it's not done, will withhold the validity of the atonement. Dumi de mitzaira, similar to the source of where we learn that it has to be done with the right hand, which is by the mitzaira, which is, where does it say the halacha of mitzaira with the right hand? It's by the hazayis, the sprinklings, which those are integral parts of the service. And therefore, that same thing applies to kemitza, which is also an integral part of the avoda of the karban mincha. But the transporting of the limbs, which is not ma'akav de kapar, because even if you don't even sacrifice at all the imarim, it's going to be kosher. So for sure, there the transportation is not ma'akav. So there, even though it says kahuna, you don't need to have it with the right hand, and therefore it could be done, like we see, with the left hand. I think I'm going to still ask. But vare kabbalah, where we have the receiving of the blood, techsiv bahu kahuna, where there it says kohuna, like the pasuk says, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron hakehanim, which the Gemara had said, what does it mean v'ekrivu? But that means the receiving of the blood. And it says hakehanim. And v'davam akam b'kapar, who Kabbalah is one of the four integral avodas, it's if it's not done, it will withhold the atonement. And utnan, and still we learned in our Mishnah that the Tanakhama says, yeah, kibul b'smol pasul. He says if it's received with the left hand, it's invalid. But Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon says kasha. How could he say it's kasha? It says kuhuna, and you says whenever it says kuhuna by davar makav kapara, it's possible if it's done with the left hand. But Reb Shimon says it's kasha. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon tarti bai. You're right. Reb Shimon holds that you need both. You need to have etzba and kuhuna. And since by Kabbalah it doesn't say etzba, it only says kuhuna, therefore it's going to be kasha. That says the Gemara, mi bai Reb Shimon tarti. Does Reb Shimon really require both elements to mandate right hand, and Kabbalah doesn't have both can be done with the left? But Ratan Ulin the Brice of Shimonimi says, Kamakum Shineme Yad, wherever it says hand, in Elimin, it's a right hand. Etzba, finger, in Elimin's right hand. It doesn't say it has to have etzba and kohuna. So how can you say you need both? Says the Gemara, etzba loibai kohuna. You're right, like you just quoted from that Brice, Shimon holds, if it says finger, then it has to be the right hand and doesn't have to say the element of kohuna. But kohuna by etzba. But when it says kohuna, that's not enough. It has to say kohuna and etzba. And by Kabbalah, it only says kohuna, not etzba. Therefore, it doesn't have to be with the right hand. It's going to be kosher, even the left hand. So the Gemara then asked, so then be'ele kohen lamali. Then why does it then say ha-kohen by the receiving of the blood? It already says who they have to be. It says b'nei Aaron. Unless if it's coming to teach, that to tell you that has to be done with the right hand. So that's difficult. Reb Shimon says it doesn't have to be with the right hand. It can be with the left hand. So the Gemara, no, the word kohuna doesn't come to say it has to be at the right hand. It teaches b'kihunan, that they have to be in their status of kahanim. What does it mean? It already says the b'nei Aaron. Yeah, we know who they are, the sons of Aaron. But they have to be in their vested status of kohuna, which means they have to be wearing the big kohuna. That's what it teaches when it says kohuna by the Kabbalah. That's necessary. But the right hand is not, and therefore it's going to be kosher with the left hand. On that the Gemara asked, but varei zrika. We have the throwing of the blood, the like kasabu el kohuna, where there it doesn't say et bayad. It only says kohuna, utnan, until we learned in our Mishnah, as the Rishonim explained, as an inference of the halacha of our Mishnah, from Kabbalah. With zarek b'smol pasul, if you throw it, the left hand is going to be invalid, and v'lei polig, Reb Shimon doesn't disagree with there. But why? It only says kohuna. And according to Reb Shimon, if it only says kohuna, and doesn't say etzba or yad, it should be pasul. On that, on Abaye, he says, but polig b'braisa. You're right, he does disagree in the braisa. The time like Linda Brysa. And the reason why he disagrees, because you're right, even by Zrika, it only says kohuna, not yad or etzba, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Like the Brysa, it's going to be kosher with the left hand. Like we learned the Brysa, kibul b'smol pasul. Reb Shimon Machshir, like learned in the Mishnah. If you receive with the left hand, Tanakhama holds pasul, Shimon holds kosher. Because according to Tanakhama, it's either or. And since it says kohuna, it needs to be with the right hand. Reb Shimon says, no, it needs both. It needs kohuna and etzba. It doesn't say that's going to be kosher. Zarek b'smol pasul, Tanakhama holds, if you throw with the left hand, it's pasul. Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon, yeah, it says it's going to be kosher. Now, as Rashi explains, this is obviously going on all other types of karbanis that it doesn't say etzba. It only says v'zorka ha-kayanim. And since it only says kohuna, it doesn't have to be with the right hand. But the zrika b'karmachatis, there Reb Shimon agrees, like we said before, where it says betzboi v'nosen, that shalaitei nesina elabimin, that the placing of the blood, Reb Shimon says, the mikra is nidrash la'achrav, that's going on, yeah, there the placing has to be with the right hand, not the left hand, but every other carbon, Reb Shimon says, if the zrika is done with the left hand, that's going to be valid. But the Gemara now asks and says, well, elahodama rava, but then this teaching that of rava, which is brought in Masechtas Menachos in the first paragraph of Yoram and Aleph, that he says, Yad yad l'kmitza. What that means is that in the parsha of Mitzayra, that's an usher like we mentioned before, a wealthy Mitzayra, regarding his purification process, it says that it has to be sprinkled al tnuch eizen hayamanis. It has to go on his right earlobe. It also says it has to be sprayed valbayin yodeh hayamanis, on his right thumb. It also says valbayin ragel hayamanis, on his right big toe. Now, those are superfluous psukim, as the Gemara explains over there. So Rabbi says, so why does it say all those words over there? Because all those, his hand, his ear, and his foot, are all coming to make Gzeirah Shavah to other halachas. How so? The Yad of Mitzayra is coming to teach Gzeirah Shavah to learn out the word when it says the hand by Kemitza, which teaches us that when the Kohen does Kemitza, it also has to be done with the right hand. Where does it say the word hand by the Kemitza? It says, V'yamalikapa b'menah, that the Kohen has to fill up his palm with the fistful of flour. So it says it has to be done with his hand. Then we learn out Gzeirah Shavah Yad Yad to Kemitza, where it says by Mitzayra, extra word Yad, and it has to be done with the right hand, so too by Kemitza. So to regal regal lechalitza, that so too it says the extra word foot, that has to be the right foot by the mitzvah. We learn that when the chalitza, when there's a process of, when there's a woman who is her husband died without any children, if her brother-in-law does not want to do yibim, they do chalitza, which is with the shoe of his right foot. And so to eisen eisen l'ritzi, we learn that the gzeirah shavah of his right ear, which is not necessary to say, but it's there empty to say gzeirah shavah, the halacha of ritzia, which is when the eved ivri wants to stay longer up until yevo, so they make a hole in his ear. Which ear? It's his right ear. And that is the Gemara. But lamali, why do we need the extra yad yad for kemitza to teach the gzeirah shavah? The kemitza has to be done with the right hand. But as the Gemara, midirabba b'bechana nafka, from the halacha of Rabbi Chana we just mentioned before, where we said that if it says either kahuna or etzba or yad, that a teacher has to be with the right hand, it says kahuna, as we mentioned before, by kemitza, that's how we know it's with the right hand. Why do you need yad yad to teach you that kemitza has to be with the right hand? Says the Gemara, it's two different halachas. Chad l'kaim, it's one of them is teaching us that the actual, when the kohen takes the fistful of the flour offering, which is sacrificed in Mizbeach, that has to be done with the right hand. And v'chad l'kiddush kaimetz. And one is regarding the sanctification of that kemitza, which is after the kohen takes the fistful, he puts it into a kli sharis, that should be done with the right hand, meaning, the way Rashi explains it, that the kohen should be holding the vessel with his right hand when he's sanctifying that fistful in the kli sharis. And therefore, there was a two different halachas requiring, necessitating the right hand. But the Gemara continues the Tavach of Fei Alf and asks, but Olur B'Shimin, Deloi Baye Kiddush Kaimitz. According to B'Shimin, does not require, as the Gemara says, Menachas of Chavav Man Alf, to have the sanctification of the fistful of the flour in the Kli Sharis. Because as the Gemara brings over there, that the Tanakhama says, if it's not sanctified in Kli Sharis, it's possible. B'Shimin says, it's kosher. And moreover, says the Gemara, and even Ulaman Da'amal, Reb Shimon Name Baye Kiddush Kaimitz, and even according to the opinion over there that says, Reb Shimon does require the sanctification of the Kemitza, because there's a Machlek Zamarom over there, how to explain the opinion of Reb Shimon. And there is an opinion that says, no, that everyone agrees that the Kemitza, the fistful of flour, has to be sanctified in the Klisharis. And when Reb Shimon said that it's going to be kosher without a Klisharis, that was regarding the sacrificing of the Kemitza, which is if, let's say, you take it out of the Klisharis after it was sanctified and you sacrifice by hand, that's Reb Shimon says that's going to be kosher. But everyone agrees you have to have a kiddush of the kaimitz and the klisharis. But says the Gemara, even according to that opinion, if it's done with the left hand, it's going to be valid to sanctify it. Why? How do we know that? Because not any better than the sanctification of the kemitza than the halacha of receiving the blood, which Reb Shimon says you could do that with the left hand, as we've been mentioning up until now. So then, according to Reb Shimon, yad yad the Rav Olamali, what do you need that gzeirah shavah of yad yad? What's the purpose of it? You tell me the extra one is teaching you Kiddush Kaimitz? You can't tell me. Because either he doesn't even need Kiddush Kaimitz, and even if he does, it's going to be kosher with the left hand. So you can't tell me from that Gzeirah Shavah that it says it has to be done with the right hand. And says the Gemara, Ili Kemitza Atzma, and if you would think to say that it's teaching regarding the actual taking of the fistful, that it has to be done with the right hand, because according to Reb Shimon, he does not learn it out, as we said for the Tanikama, from Vukamat Zakayin. Because like we said, Reb Shimon requires not that it should just say kahuna, it should also say the word etzba, and it doesn't say both those terms by the kemitza. So maybe actually yad yad from Rava, that has to be the right hand, is teaching that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand. And that says the Gemara, you can't say that. Because Mid Rabbi Yehuda Bered Reb Chiya Nafka, we know it from somewhere else. Da'amar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Reb Chiya, he says, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the reason, Reb Shimon, that he validates the sacrificing of the kemitz without a vessel if it's brought up to the Mizbeach by his hand? Why is it? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Mincha offering, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kodeshim Hi, the Mincha is the holiest of the holies, Kachatas V'Ka'asham, like a sin offering and a guilt offering. Now, why does the pasuk compare the mincha to a chatas na'ashim? To tell you that it can be served in either one of those ways. And that is, b'la'iv d'biyad, if he's coming to serve it and sacrifice on mizbeach by hand, if d'biyamin k'chatas. But although he's going to be, he could do it by hand, but then he has to do it with the right hand, like a chatas, just like a karma chatas, that the throwing of its blood has to be with the right hand, with the giving of the finger, and not with a vessel, and it has to be done with the right hand, like it says, etzba and kahuna, according to everyone. So too, the mincha, you could do it by hand, but it has to be done with the right hand. And bala of the bakli, and he also has the option of sacrificing the mincha on the mizbeach, the kaimet, with a vessel, but then, then he could do it even with the left hand, like a karban ashram, where there, by karban ashram, the blood is thrown with a vessel. And according to Rabbi Shimon, as we said, he holds it valid even with, if it's thrown with the left hand, as recorded in the Braisa, where although the Zarek Besmel, the Tanakh says, Pastor Rabbi Shimon says, kasher. So therefore we see that if the one who's sacrificing the kaimetz or the mincha, if he wants, he could do it with the hand, and if he wants, he could do it with a vessel. But one thing that we see from this halacha's teaching is that, however, the kemitza, when it's being done, has to be done with the right hand. How do we know that? Because it's avodas yad, it's something that's being done with the hand, and it's not being done with a vessel, because the kohen sticks his fingers in. And you said that you learn out the mincha from a chatas, whatever is being done by hand, although there it's talking about the sacrificing on the mizbeach, but so too we learn out, by default, that the other elements that are done by hand also have to be done with the right hand. So we know the kemitza has to be done. So what is this yad yad of Rava teaching? It cannot be teaching kiddush kaimitz, like after the kemitz is done to put in the vessel, because that either doesn't need, and even if he does, it would be with the left hand. And regarding the kemitz itself, we don't have to teach it, because that we know from a different pasuk, from kiddush kadoshim, hikachazos kashim, by comparing it to chatzis, where it should be done with the right hand. So it says the Gemara, loy nitzrucha, no, it is necessary. Elo le kaimitz minchas chayte. Regarding the taking the kemitza of a mincha of a sin offering, which that's his teaching, that the kemitza there has to be done with the right hand. What do you mean? Don't we learn now from this pasuk of kachatzis or ka'ashram that it has to be done with the right hand? Why do we need a special gzer shava of yad yad from mitzayra? Says Gemara, kusalket that chamini, you would have thought to say ha'il v'am Reb Shimon, who we're talking about, since Reb Shimon says in the first parak of Masechta Menachos Daf Vav Min Aleph, that logic would have it that the minchas chayte, the flower offering of a sinner, should require oil on it and frankincense. Why? For the halachic principle shlei chayte nisker. We don't want a sinner to gain that he's going to be able to bring a cheaper mincha without having to invest in oil and frankincense. So why is it that it does not require shemen and levaina? It's shlei hei karbanim ahudas for a different reason, because we don't want his carbon to be glorified. It's more beautiful with oil and frankincense, and we don't want it to be, therefore we downgrade it, and although we're saving him money, we don't have him bring shemen and levaina. So therefore, you would have thought to say, ki kametz la b'smol namitis kasher. So even when he does the kemitza with his left hand, should be kasher. Why? Because we don't want it to be glorified. We're not going to do it with the more distinguished hand, which is the right hand. Then maybe we would say that it would be kasher with the left hand. Kamash malan, that's what's teaching us from Yad Yad from Rava, to tell you that the kemitza by the minchas chayte, no, it has to be done with the right hand, although we don't want this carbon to be mahudra, and therefore we don't have shem and levayna, but it has to be done with the right hand, although we might have not known that from the gzeir shava, comparing every mincha to a chatas to be done with the right hand, he would have thought maybe with the left hand. That's what Yad Yad the Rava is coming to teach, according to Rava, that the kemitza of minchas chayte has to be done with the right hand.